Over the last almost 40 years, I have had the privilege of being either a hospice chaplain or a hospital chaplain, and sometimes both. And I have come to believe over my tenure as a hospice chaplain, where I've attended, I don't know, I quit counting after 300 or 400 deaths of people at hospice or in hospital, I've come up with sort of a belief, and it's my belief and I own it. It's not the truth, it's my belief. I believe that if we live lives that are worthy, and we try very hard to live out the life that God has called us to live, that when we die, God and his angels comes to us and says, "Do you love me?" And if we answer, "We have done our best to live out your commandments and the life that you have called us to live in love and passion," then God says, "Come home." I have absolutely no proof of that. Absolutely none. But as I've witnessed the deaths of these men, women, and children who I have been privileged to attend, I am pretty sure that God's in the house, waiting for their death and bringing them home. The family in Maccabees, who were so passionate about their courage and belief in the resurrection, were so scornful of this life that they said to the king and his men, "Take it. God gave it to me. God will give it back to me." They had no proof of that. But they believed in their heart of hearts that what they had studied and what they had learned and what they had heard was the truth. That our God is the God of the living. If you remember the short conversation that Moses had with the bush, "I am who am, the God of the living and the dead." The conversation that Jesus Christ had with Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who comes through me will have life everlasting." Again and again, we hear those words, resurrection, life eternal, life beyond the grave. And so what we're called to do is really to trust what Jesus Christ has been telling us, what we have studied and heard and learned about in Scripture and in our own heart of hearts. If you've ever lost someone to death, your prayer is that they are absolutely in heaven, surrounded by glory, surrounded by God's love and grace. I will tell you that if heaven is nothing but harps, I'm not going. But I'm pretty sure it's not. I can't imagine what it'll be like. Wrapped up in God's glory forever? I don't know. But it certainly is something that calls to me in my life, challenges me to live a life grounded in love, in compassion, in mercy, justice, study, prayer, ministry, the things that we're all called to. Why do we do it? Sometimes, at the end of the day, after spending a day in ministry, in prayer, and study, we're exhausted. Why do we do it? We do it because we believe what Jesus Christ said. I am the resurrection. I am the life. We are coming to the end of ordinary time. Very soon we will enter into Advent, preparing once again for the birth of a child that changed history. So this is a good time to think about our lives and how we want to enter into this resurrection that we are planning on. that we want to experience when we die. He is not a God of the dead, but of the living, for we are all alive.